My guest at this time is Arizona freshman Republican Congressman Paul Gosar, who represents the Grand Canyon State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That's the panel that's been looking into the ill-fated Operation Fast and Furious, apparently green-lighted by the Justice Department, which allowed for firearms to be given and sold to career criminals and drug lords in Mexico with the intent, apparently, of tracking them and then making a big bust. But instead, those weapons have been used in horrific crimes, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The big news this week, as we reported earlier in the week, has been the removal of Kenneth Melson as the acting head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which oversaw that operation. He's now been reassigned within the Justice Department. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so very much, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
How significant is this shuffling at the top of the ATF, and why do you think it happened?
Well, this is just like the administration does over and over again. They reshuffle the deck over and over, trying to make sure that they try to dispense with the investigation and slow it down and maybe try to thwart it.
What have you learned to date? We know, for example, that Mr. Melson did testify, at least to some members of the committee, on the 4th of July weekend. So what are the big things that you've officially learned, and what are the big questions that remain outstanding?
Well, the biggest thing is once people understand, Greg, that this was botched from the very get-go. You know, we allowed guns to walk into criminal hands, like you talked, without surveillance or without tracking mechanisms on these guns. And the only way we're going to find these is at the end of crime scenes. And we, as citizens of this country, were used as collateral damage. They could have cared less, as well as our neighbors to the south, the Mexican citizens. And that's just inappropriate. We didn't even alert Mexico as to what we were doing. In fact, the Mexican government thought that they had a civil war starting with one of the cartels from the buildup of arms.
What do you need to get to the bottom of now? Who do you need to get testimony from at the Justice Department, whether it's the Attorney General or someone else, to finish figuring out what exactly happened here and why?
Well, in April of 2009, Mr. Holder in Mexico City outlines a change into Operation Gunrunner, which was started under the Bush administration, and he talks about changes in tactics that look extremely similar to what Fast and Furious was. And what we're doing now is we're going up the ladder because this involved an international border, so you would suspect that it had the Secretary of State involved. You know, you have a suspicion that it also had Mr. Holder because he outlined it. And when you're dealing with going across an international border, that's probably a secretarial or cabinet type of a discussion, or it should be. And so we're going to go up the ladder very carefully, making sure no stones are unturned, including the recent resignation from Mr. Burke out here, the federal attorney out here in Arizona. We need to, I think, bring him back and question him again.
Give our listeners a little bit more information on him. We did mention it earlier in the week, but what was his role in all this?
Well, he's the federal attorney based out of Arizona. So, you know, he would have been somebody that was contacted, giving some guidance and stuff like that. Out here on the field, he testified once, and it's been reported that he got deathly sick in his testimony or after his testimony. And now that he has resigned, and he makes a comment that he wants to pursue other options, I do not think that allows him to bypass his involvement to this, because this is disdainful. This is actually criminal, and we need to hold our bureaucratic folks to that standard, because people are going to be hurt. We've seen the lives taken from Mr. Terry, others across the border, and this is not appropriate for our federal government, our Department of Justice, and anybody serving the public in any means, shape, or form.
On a letter grade scale, how would you grade the cooperation of the Justice Department through all this?
An F. They've not been compliant. The stuff that we do get has been blacked out. You know, we will continue both from, I'm sure, Congressman Issa and Mr. Grassley, Senator Grassley, in trying to attain more and more and bringing people in so that they will talk. And that's the process, is that no one is above the law. You know, you can look at what we did with an administration with a cover-up, you know, the magnitude of Watergate. We need to be transparent and forthright in this issue.
Well, last question before we let you go, Congressman. What's been the impact of this specifically on your state? It's obviously led to a tremendous amount of border violence, which was already there. It's not like there wouldn't be any border violence without this program going horribly wrong. But is there a way to precisely explain to your listeners and to your constituents what the impact has been in southern Arizona?
Yes. We suspect that what we were trying to do is bypass Congress with gun rules and regulations, and that was the whole intent. In fact, just in my stay here back in the district, we've been contacted by several gun salespeople that have had unexpected visits at their private residence by ATF. That's what the whole thing was about, and that's why the Mexican government was never talked about, because that the intention here was blotched from what we would have understood. But what they really were after was more regulations on our Second Amendment's rights, particularly on long rifles. And they've already started doing that here in the state of Arizona. So I hope what has been said is not true, and that is that there was a set of justice rules for Arizona and then another separate set of rules for the rest of the country. That just is inappropriate.
So this was all about gun control in the U.S.?
That's right.
Amazing. Well, we'll certainly keep following the investigation. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you very much, Greg, and thanks for keeping this up on the front burner.
Absolutely. Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which has been taking the lead in the investigation of Operation Fast and Furious. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.